Kuzma Nazis, this is the best current year ever on Radio Aryan, and I am your host, Fascist Lemming, and I have another awesome episode for you guys today. It truly is the best damn current year ever. Like, it just keeps getting better and better. You know, I never thought I'd say this in my whole life. I never thought I would say this, but I am proud to be a Republican. I never thought I would say it, but, you know, it just feels so good to be mainstream. And we Republicans now, and we got our man in the office. So, it's amazing. We are so mainstream though. Seriously, we have been the top story since Trump won. You know, the alt-right, white supremacist, neo-Nazi, racist, bigot, misogynist. We've been the top story since November 9th. Whether you talk about appointing Bannon, or the NPI conference, that the Jews just, I guess they love us now. I think they used to hate us, but now they're just doing us all these favors. They can't stop trying to tie us to Trump, which is just, you know, normalizing us, you know, which that's the big buzzword going around. You know, it's normalizing us, and it is normalizing us. And it's so funny. These Jews can't help themselves. They're doing us a big favor. Just like, speaking of Jews doing us favors, you know, back in June with the echo meme, when the Jews discovered the echoes, the three parentheses, a lot of these Jews started using them on their Twitter handles. And fast forward about 6 months later, you have Jared Wyden, one of the top, you know, right-wing Trump supporter Twitterers with like 127,000 followers. He just goes full 1488 the other night. And it was so funny. He kept tweeting, I'm going to go get another drink. So basically, Jared Wyden was spurting his ass off and naming the Jew while he was at it. And he's followed by major people, including Ann Coulter. And I think even Donald Trump Jr. follows him. A lot of mainstream people follow him. And he was like, one of his tweets is like, I'm still trying to wake up. You know, just 4 years ago, I was a Barack Obama supporter, and he mentioned in one of his tweets that he didn't really understand the JQ until all these Jews started putting these parentheses around their names, and that helped them figure out where all the anti-white propaganda was coming from. So, you know, these Jews, you know, they can't help themselves. That's why they've been kicked out so many times, and they will be kicked out again. And, you know, they're helping us become mainstream. And there's just so many good stories this week. So let's just dive into it, guys. And this first headline is from The Atlantic. The Atlantic. Hail Trump. White nationalists salute the president-elect. And they compiled a nice clip. And I figure this is a good intro because I'm about to be talking about the conference a little bit. So let's watch this clip.
Hail Trump! Hail our people! Hail victory! No one will honor us for losing gracefully. No one mourns the great crimes committed against us. For us, it is conquer or die. The mainstream media, or perhaps we should refer to them in the original German, Lügenpresse. It's not just that they are leftist and cucks. It's not just that many are genuinely stupid. Indeed, one wonders if these people are people at all. Or instead, soulless Gollum, animated by some dark power to repeat whatever talking point John Oliver stated the night before. To be white is to be a striver, a crusader, an explorer, and a conqueror. We build, we produce, we go upward. And we recognize the central lie of American race relations. We don't exploit other groups. We don't gain anything from their presence. They need us and not the other way around. Within the very blood in our veins, as children of the sun, lies the potential for greatness. That is the great struggle we are called to. We are not meant to live in shame and weakness and disgrace. We were not meant to beg for moral validation from some of the most despicable creatures to ever populate the planet. We were meant to overcome all of it, because that is natural and normal for us. The press has clearly decided to double down and wage war against the legitimacy of Trump and the continued existence of white America. But they are really opening up the door for us. America was, until this past generation, a white country designed for ourselves and our posterity. It is our creation. It is our inheritance. And it belongs to us.
Good stuff, good stuff. And, you know, I hate to say it. I don't hate to say it, but I am actually pretty impressed by Richard Spencer's performance at this MPI. You know, I've been butthurt at him lately. You know, and I've been having this cycle with Richard Spencer for like a year now where he'll say something that makes me really mad. Like he was saying Brexit was a bad idea. And I spurred to the max when he said that. But then, you know, like a month later, it's like, cool, whatever. I'm not mad at him. You know, I enjoy his appearance on The Daily Show. But then, like, he's all friendly with Milo and friendly with Gavin McCook. And, you know, apparently even friendly with Julia Yaffe, you know, so I spurg out again. But then, you know, at this MPI conference, you know, they nailed it on the Jew hardcore, which is great. You know, Kevin McDonald's up there like, we're going to talk about Jews today. Like, it's just really nice. As Anglin said in an article I'm going to cover later, Richard Spencer may have gone full Anglin. So, yeah, it's been really cool. So let's go ahead and jump to the next headline. This is from the Jerusalem Post. White supremacist event in D.C. claims media protects Jewish interests. Oh, wow, what a wild claim. The media protects Jewish interests? Whoa, they pulled that out of his ass or something? What a crazy conspiracy theorist. It's such a crazy conspiracy that the Jewish media writes about any time anyone prominent in the public sphere mentions, you know, the Jewishness of the establishment. So that's why we know it's a conspiracy, right? Because the establishment's obsessed with it. The establishment. So it says, speakers at an event of the white supremacist think tank, the National Policy Institute, quoted Nazi propaganda and said the media protects Jewish interests. The New York Times reported Monday that the final speaker of the evening, the Institute's founder, Richard Spencer, railed against Jews, quoted Nazi propaganda, and said that America belonged to white people. Spencer used a Nazi term to describe the mainstream media, calling it Lügenpresse or lying press. Spencer suggested that the news media had been critical of presidential candidate Donald Trump in order to protect Jewish interests and referred to the political commentators as soulless golems. As Spencer finished speaking, several audience members gave a Nazi-like salute. Hail the people! Hail victory! The people in the room shouted, according to the Times. So once again, very impressed. I don't really have much to add to that. It's just the energy has just kept increasing since Trump's victory, and he's making these appointments. You know, our enemies are freaking out more and more. You know, you had the protests going on for weeks. You know, for all I know, they're still going on. And protests, you know, riots or, you know, whatever, disruptions, blocking highways and stuff. But everything has become more intense and more energized. So once again, just to laugh at all the people who say, oh, well, if Trump wins, everyone's going to go back to sleep like Ronald Reagan. And I just love counter-signaling that argument because it's so retarded because Our enemies are going to force the people to stay energized. Because unlike Reagan, the establishment doesn't like Trump. But Reagan was just another tool. I don't think he was anything special. You know, he did the amnesty thing, all this stuff. So, it's just really nice to see articles like this. And a lot of these articles are like using nice language. They're calling us alt-right and ethno-nationalists and white nationalists. And you have people on Twitter freaking out, like these Jews and other sort of anti-whites. They're like, stop calling them alt-right, man. They're white supremacist, neo-Nazi, bigot, racist, hater, misogynist, man. Stop calling them alt-right. Why are y'all being so nice? You're normalizing it. And yes, they are normalizing it. Oh, it's so good. They can't help themselves, though. So this next article is actually kind of triggering. It's from The Hill. Restaurant apologizes for hosting alt-right meeting. A Washington restaurant apologized after hosting an alt-right meeting over the weekend and vowed to donate proceeds to a Jewish group. Maggiano's Little Italy said it was the inadvertent site of a protest on Friday after it hosted a National Policy Institute get-together. So yeah, this protest, it was like a mob of Antifas. These people are so pathetic. I went to a White Lives Matter protest on Saturday, and you can find a video about that on my YouTube channel. But these people, they're just so rabid and feral and retarded. They're kind of like niggers, you know, especially when they get in big mobs. You know, you find onesies and twosies, they might be okay or they won't be so brave, but get them in a mob. I mean, you watch the video footage of where they're outside this restaurant and they broke in, and they're stupid slogans that they just don't know what they're talking about. It's ridiculous. So, it continues. Reality TV star Tila Tequila, who attended the event, posted a photo on Twitter of herself and two others doing a Nazi salute, along with the word Sieg Heil, a phrase meaning Hail Victory that was frequently used at Nazi rallies. You know, that's about the one useful thing she did do. You know, it was kind of annoying, or like I didn't like the idea that Tila Tequila was there, but you know, maybe overreacting. Like, it didn't make a difference one way or the other. It literally did not matter that she was there. You know, it's just one of these things. I mean, preferably not, of course, but you know, I mean, whatever. Richard Spencer, he's so unpredictable. It's funny because one of the two guys she was Sieg Heiling with is actually Jewish, which is pretty, you can look at him and tell he's Jewish, but apparently one of my confidential sources at the TRS forums has confirmed that he is indeed Jewish. So, continuing. The restaurant said it was not aware that the alt-right group was dining there or what the group represented when reservations were made. It promised to donate $10,000 in profits from its sales on Friday to the Anti-Defamation League, which fights anti-Semitism. We want to sincerely apologize to the community of Friendship Heights for inadvertently hosting this meeting, which resulted in hateful sentiment, the restaurant wrote. That's so damn triggery. Like, you even say it was inadvertent. Apparently, the reservations weren't like, hey, Richard Spencer, the MPI, and his crew's going to be eating here. So they didn't know they were hosting the MPI. And really, what about condemning the group of Antifa scum that, barged into the restaurant and disrupted everybody? What about that? But no, and then, of course, you got to give $10,000 to the Anti-Defamation League. Of course. Like the ADL needs that money to begin with. It's just like so corrupt and so full of crap when you see that. God, it triggers me. Like, really? You're giving $10,000 to the ADL? Like, dad, these people are cowards, man. They're just like seriously cowards. All they had to say was like, well, we didn't know who they were. You know, whatever. We lost business because of the Antifas that disrupted everything. But no, they bowed down, and you know, maybe they're cowards for a good reason. We know the ADL is still very powerful, and they could have been like, look, Goyim, if you don't give us 10K right now, Goyim, we're going to harass you. We're going to run you out of this town. Oy vey. So you never know how it could have been, but one way or the other, it's still extremely triggering. So this next one I got's pretty funny, with the headline from the Daily Stormer. CNN asks, are Jews people? And this is so funny because they take a quote from Richard Spencer completely out of context. You know, Spencer was talking about these anti-Trump, the political commentators, and asked if they were soulless golems. And then CNN asked, are Jews people? And, you know, like on their main header, I guess it's called a chyron, their main header, you know, on the screen, it says, alt-right leader asks, are Jews people? It's just so funny. So let's listen to the actual clip.
Category as opposed to a meeting. Rebecca, I want to ask you, because groups such as the Anti-Defamation League, they've been denouncing the hiring of Steve Bannon because of course his ties to the alt-right. Some members of that group, they're unabashed white supremacists, racists, anti-Semites. I mean, they stick by those views. Richard Spencer, he's the man who actually coined that term alt-right. He was in Washington this weekend. He was spewing, as he often does, I mean, what I can only describe as hate-filled garbage of Jews, Spencer said, and we'll put this quote up on screen. One wonders if these people are people at all, or instead soulless golem. That is an alt-right leader, Richard Spencer, talking about Jews. Does President-elect Trump need to formally denounce and disavow these groups as a whole?
Well, he has in the past, over the course of the campaign, he was asked this question a few times regarding David Duke, regarding more generally the alt-right and some of their ethno-nationalist sentiments. And he did denounce them. But because this keeps popping up and because he chose Steve Bannon and there is some controversy over that, certainly there are some people that are urging him to do so again. There's a risk inherent in that, because if he does denounce it, he's raising this issue and lifting right. it to more prominence, lifting their message to more prominence. So I could see why they wouldn't want to say anything, but I think the challenge for Trump and his team moving forward is going to be to assure people that people on the alt-right, white nationalists, do not have a voice in the Trump administration and do not have a place in the policies that they will be crafting when he is president. And I haven't really seen those signals from them yet. I think moving forward, they're going to be challenged, certainly, to try to tamp down on this narrative that is building that they do accept some of this.
Oh, good times. You know, we used to be alt-right until we transformed into Republicans, and we have changed the political discourse where now CNN is asking with a straight face, are Jews people? And there were tons of people complaining. There's a lot of fallout. A lot of people were mad at CNN, and you can check the article where there's a nice compilation of tweets. You have Jews like, oy vey. Guess what? I am a person. They're so funny. They're actually not people, though. They're actually satanic demons from, you know, the reptilian dimensions. That's my first guess. But that's just so funny, man. Are Jews people? Question of the year. All right, let's move on. So our next headline from Politico. Trump disavows the alt-right. It's finally happened, guys, and this was today. Donald Trump went and had a meeting at the New York Times offices. At first, he canceled, which seemed great. He tweeted, like, I've canceled my meeting with the New York Times because they tried to change things up at the last minute. And then an hour or two later, he tweets, like, hey, I'm fixing to go meet with the New York Times. So I guess that's the Donald wheeling and dealing, getting his way, or it's the highway. So let me read some highlights from this article. President-elect Donald Trump told New York Times reporters on Tuesday that he disavows the French political movement that many say helped power his candidacy. But he also rejected the idea that he bears responsibility for the growing prominence of groups espousing white nationalist viewpoints. I don't think so, Dean, Trump said in response to a question from Times executive editor Dean Backwit about if he has energized the alt-right. So that's some good stuff. So at first it says that, you know, he rejects the idea that he's responsible for the growing mainstreaming of, you know, white supremacy, you know, us. And I have to agree, the main people responsible for that are these unhinged, hysterical Jewish supremacists who can't help but try to tie us to Trump. And that's what they've been doing since June 16th. I mean, it's really thanks to them that we're official. Just think back, you know, Hill Dog had her, you know, alt-right speech. Yeah, just all this. I mean, Trump did help, you know, posting a meme of Hillary next to a Star of David on top of a pile of cash and retweeting white genocide and, you know, Donald Trump Jr. retweeting Kevin McDonald and all these little dog whistles, some of which may have been accidental, to be honest. But, I mean, really, it's mostly been the media, this Jewish Lügenpresse, that is totally responsible for our rise in prominence. You know, we used Trump. Trump didn't use us. But it's actually funny on the second one that Trump doesn't think he's energized us. Now, Trump, I'm sorry, but you're kind of full of it on that one. It's pretty obvious that you've energized us. I mean, building a wall, deporting them all, getting rid of the Muslims, peace with Russia, you know, all this anti-neo-Cohen stuff that you're into, it's clearly energized us over here in the white supremacist crowd, also known as the Republican Party. It's just good times. And he goes on to say, I don't want to energize the group and I disavow the group. It's not a group I want to energize. And if they are energized, I want to look into it and find out why. Oh, President Trump, please look into why we are so energized. I hope you find out why, because, you know, that's a red pill right there. Why are we the way we are? Is it because Jews are on a mission to exterminate the white race off the face of this earth, maybe? And, you know, fascist lemming, that's a bold statement. Well, keep it simple. Open borders in all white countries and only white countries. Forced integration. And, you know, race mixing propaganda and, you know, white guilt propaganda. It's obvious the mission is to get rid of us because we're the only competitors with these Jews. So if Trump really wants to look into it and find out why we're so energized, you know, we're so energized by the fact that the entire monolithic Jewish establishment hysterically hates him and they become completely unhinged. And I have a feeling he's in tune with some of this. I don't know how much he knows. It's impossible to know what goes on in, you know, Trump and Fuhrer's head. But I hope he finds out why. That'd be great. It continues. Asked point blank about the conference featuring Spencer, Trump again disavowed any support. I disavow and condemn them, Trump told Times reporters. He did chide them for continuing to ask about the topic, though, telling one questioner, boy, you really are into this issue. And that's right, it's because they're kike supremacists and all they care about is what Trump thinks about us because we are the kike's worst nightmare. And even though they want to call us inbred hicks and we're fringe movement and blah, 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 they clearly don't think that because they're terrified of us. We're all they talk about, we're all they think about, and they want hate speech laws to shut us up and they want to take our guns too. So, I mean, that's why they're so into it, Mr. Trump, in case you're listening. Excuse me, Trump and Fuhrer, President Trump. So, moving on to the, well, never mind. This is the next article, but, it's in conjunction with this first article I just covered. And it's from Daily Stormer. Donald Trump condemns Richard Spencer for refusing to build gas chambers. And, this is from Anglin. And he just wrote one thing that I wanted to read. Cause I was gonna say this pretty much myself, but it's better to read it from Anglin. Because it makes more sense, like coming from the horse's mouth when it's coming from England. But he says, Trump did outright condemn Spencer's Sieg Heil alt-right meeting, and I actually didn't condemn it and was actually delightfully shocked that Spencer appears to have gone full England. At this point, I'm willing to forgive and forget about his meeting with that ADL agent and that time he helped Gavin McInnes write an article accusing me of being a Fed. Water under the bridge. And, you know, that's very generous of Anglin, you know. I guess that's how we should do for now because Spencer's at the center. He's in the limelight right now as far as, you know, neo-Nazi white supremacists, Hitler-loving Holocaust deniers, getting major media attention and becoming mainstream. He's kind of at the center of that. So that's just the card we've been dealt. So, you know, even though I spurged on Spencer and he's pissed me off and I'm sure he'll piss me off again, right now at this moment, I think it's better to support him. And I know he's got all these weird eccentricities and he's just like freaking weird, man. That's like the best way I can describe the guy. So this next one, oh, this is so freaking funny, guys. And this is from Daily Caller. Politico editor resigns after publishing home addresses of alt-right icon Richard Spencer advocating for baseball bats. Oh, this is a major white pill because this freaking kike thinks he can just, you know, they got all these laws against us, especially in Europe, about inciting violence, inciting racial hatred. And what's he doing right? He's inciting racial hatred against Spencer because this guy Hirsch, he's a kike. And it's okay for them to incite hatred against us. But, you know, standard Jewish hypocrisy is very triggering. That's why they've been kicked out. That's why they're going to lose. That, you know, their astounding level of hypocrisy is not sustainable. So anyway, this guy, what's his name? Hirsch. I'm not seeing his first name in my notes. Anyway, it doesn't matter. A guy named Hirsch. He posts Richard Spencer's address on his Facebook. Like, he doxes him, basically. And as he doxes him, he says, "Stop whining about Richard B. Spencer, Nazi, and exercise your rights as decent Americans," Hirsch wrote in a public Facebook post. "Here are his two addresses, and sure enough, he sure did. I saw him. I'm sure they're really nice houses, too. And then someone named Doug Widman responds, "Completely agree we should mobilize against his hateful ideas. But what does knowing his home addresses do? Send a letter? Confront him in person? Seems like counter speech is the main thing we can do. You can call it whining, but I'm not sure that's fair or constructive. Side note, apparently the GSA-owned Ronald Reagan International Trade Center in D.C. felt obligated to host his organization's event because it can't discriminate against speech under the First Amendment, so there's that problem too." Hirsch responded in an unhinged manner, "I wasn't thinking of a fucking letter, Doug. He lives part of the time next door to me in Arlington. Our grandfathers brought baseball bats to bun meetings. Want to join me?" So yeah, he's basically posting, "Here's Richard Spencer's address. Let's show up to his house with bats and beat him to death." Yeah, it's real smart. So what's the fallout from that? And it's just so fun to watch it happen in real time because this all happened today. Like, he posted that, and then I saw people like Ghoul and Bulbasaur and others on Twitter pointing it out, emailing the police department, you know, tweeting at Politico. As it just happens so quick. And here's from Politico. "These posts were clearly outside the bounds of acceptable discourse, and Politico editors regard them as a serious lapse of newsroom standards." Politico editor-in-chief John Harris and editor Kerry Budoff Brown told the DCNF, "They crossed the line in ways that the publication will not defend, and editors are taking steps to ensure that such a lapse does not occur again." Oh, isn't that funny? So now we have our enemies caught red-handed with their pants down, being violent, you know, making threats, and being punished for it. You know, it's supposed to be the white supremacists curb-stomping, you know, 6 million niggers a day. But no, now we get a little bit of that victimhood, you know, complex, don't we? We get to say, now we can be like, "Oy vey, these evil kikes want to track us down and beat us to death with bats," which is actually true. So this is just—it's just another great thing to add on to our narrative. It is glorious. It's so good. Speaking of glorious, our next headline from Daily Stormer: "Glorious leader holds off-the-record meeting with Lügenpresse. It was like a fucking firing squad." Oh, this is my favorite story of the week, for sure. This is amazing. It's from the New York Post. And let me just read these highlights for you guys. "Donald Trump scolded media big shots during an off-the-record Trump Tower sit-down on Monday. It was like a fucking firing squad," one source said of the encounter. Trump started with CNN chief Jeff Zucker and said, "I hate your network. Everyone at CNN is a liar and you should be ashamed," the source said. The meeting was a total disaster. The TV execs and anchors went in there thinking they would be discussing the access they would get to the Trump administration, but instead they got a Trump-style dressing down. And so he called out Jeff Zucker. You had Martha Raddatz was there, Chuck Todd, George Stephanopoulos, Wolf Blitzer, you know, a lot of big shots, a lot of these you know, media big shots. They were there, you know, expecting to, you know, they're probably going to say, hey, stop using Twitter and give us more access. But instead, you know, it's so funny, man. They got showed majorly by the Trump and Fuhrer. And it says, a second source confirmed the fireworks. The meeting took place in a big boardroom, and there were about 30 or 40 people, including the big news anchors from all the networks. Trump kept saying, we're in a room full of liars, the deceitful, dishonest media who got it all wrong. He addressed everyone in the room, calling the media dishonest, deceitful liars. He called out Jeff Zucker by name and said everyone at CNN was a liar, and CNN was a network of liars. Oh, how much of a white pill is that? And this is one of the main reasons why I was so excited about Trump for the whole campaign, was how he called out the media so often. You know, like he would talk about how Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, and Jeff Bezos uses the Washington Post for his agenda to protect Amazon from getting taxed. And, you know, he'd talk about how the New York Times is going out of business and that they're all big liars. God, I love that, man. And, oh, good times. It's just amazing, guys. Like this, can you agree with me? This is the best current year ever. And pretty much everybody says that. I'm not special. I'm not a special snowflake. Everybody knows this is the best current year ever. And we still have a little over a month. So it's only going to get, I'm about to turn 31 in a few weeks too. So I got my birthday coming up, and we got more, best current events ever, I'm sure, are going to be happening. Like, who's he going to appoint next? What are these hysterical kikes going to do next? Who knows? I don't know. But speaking of appointments, that brings us to our next article from the Huffington Post. Reinstating a Muslim registry is literally at the top of Chris Kobach's agenda for Trump administration. And I got a lot to read, but, you know, they just to get the info out to you. If there was any doubt that Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach wants to reinstate a Muslim registry if he gets into the Trump administration, Monday offered photographic proof that he wants to do so. Kobach met with Donald Trump Monday in Bedminster, New Jersey, where the president-elect has been having a series of meetings as he works to put together his cabinet. Although Kobach was talked about as a potential attorney general, it seems like he may now be in the running to be Homeland Security Secretary, based on the meeting's notes that he failed to hide in a folder before getting his photo taken by the press. And of course, a lot of people are speculating that he left the notes out on purpose, you know, just to get the media to report this, like an undercover way to let us know that he's serious about building the wall. I don't know if that's true. It could have been an accident. I hope it was on purpose. That'd be cool, but I guess we'll never know. So it continues. The Topeka Capital Journal zoomed in on the papers Kobach carried into his meeting with Trump, which was his strategic plan for the department in the first year of a Trump administration. At the very top of his agenda were these items. Oh, it's just so good. It's so wonderful. Number one, update and reintroduce the NSEERS screening and tracking system. And NSEERS stands for National Security Entry Exit Registration System. That was in place from 2002 to 2005. All aliens from high-risk areas are tracked. Two, add extreme vetting questions for high-risk aliens. Question them regarding support for Sharia law, jihad, equality of men and women, the United States Constitution. Now, some of you might think, well, they can just lie about that if you ask them the question. But the point about these vetting, these questions that they give them, they can ask certain questions without you know, they can gauge if someone's lying or how much they know about what they're talking about by giving them certain questions. So they're not just going to be like, do you support the United States Constitution? You do? All right, you're in. Like, it's a little bit more nuanced than that. It continues. When Kobach served in the Justice Department during President George W. Bush's administration, he was the architect of NSEERS. The program, instituted in 2002, required that men 16 and older from 25 countries register in person with fingerprinting and questioning with the Immigration and Naturalization Service when coming into the country. And you know, if they do this kind of stuff, that's going to be like this whole self-deportation effect. Like, people aren't going to want to come if they know they're going to be subjected to, you know, questioning and getting their fingerprints taken and all this stuff. But it continues. But Insiders also said that men on visas from certain countries who were already in the United States also had to go to INS offices and register. And there was also some stuff in there which I didn't highlight for these notes that talking about the wall is going to be 1,989 miles long. And speaking of the wall, and this is a related news, this is the last headline, and I'm just going to read the headline from the Washington Examiner. Sheriff Joe pushed for Border Patrol chief. So yeah, I was kind of sad that, you know, Sheriff Joe Arpaio lost his election, so he lost the sheriff spot. But hey, I would much rather have him as the chief of the Border Patrol. Can you just imagine that we're going to be seeing levels of deportations that shouldn't even be possible? It's going to be huge. So that's really all I have this week, guys. It's been another amazing week. You know, everything with the NPI conference was great. You know, I had a full awesome day on Saturday when, you know, I woke up, got ready, went to the Capitol in Austin and attended White Lives Matter protest. I didn't participate at the time. You know, I had some questions about White Lives Matter. You know, I don't even want to repeat here because I kind of feel bad. Like maybe I punched to the right. Maybe White Lives Matter, they seem like they're okay guys. And maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. So. But anyway, it was a really fun rally or protest. Unfortunately, I was only there for a little bit. But you can watch the video for the full story on that. And then later that night, I hung out with three fellow Nazis. And we had good times. And, you know, it was amazing. It was like a full Nazi day for me. I went to a protest and I hung out with fellow Nazis. So it's good times all around. So before I close out, I want to let y'all know... the closing music is from a video uploaded today from Lay America Bear called Trump Wave, and it's so great. Make sure you watch the video, but it's good audio too, and I just want to give him credit. So anyway, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for your time. No matter what else you do in your life, keep it white.
Napoleon, Alexander the Great, Donald Trump. We're all cut from the same cloth, and that cloth is very, very large.
It's not too big, is it?
Hey.
Hey yourself.
Ivana, Ivana, Ivana.
It's wrong, isn't it?
But it feels so right.
Then it's a deal.
I put together some real impressive deals.
I like that.
Go big or go home.
Donald Trump.
You know, you're really beautiful. A woman that looks like that has to have her own special scent.
It's the Donald! Oh my God!
Donald!
Told me you were here. You look great.
Mwah. Thank you very much. I'm Donald owns this restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Listen, are you bagging her?
Huh? Are you? We just met.
Well, call me Liz. Oh.
Look at this right here on the street. It's Donald Trump.
What are you, morons?
Everything's set for tonight, Mr. Trump.
I wonder what Trump's game is this time.
Trump's got a new deal. What's your game,
though? Heard about Trump's new deal?
Mr. Trump,
you said that on June
27th
there'd be two years
in
the
ground?
That's right.
Trump has a new game. What is it?
My
My new game is Trump, the game.
Trump, the game.
This sounds like political presidential talk. You've said, though, that if you did run for president, you believe you'd win.
I like that.
I would say that I would have a hell of a chance of winning. I wouldn't go in to lose. I've never gone in to lose in my life. I don't know how your audience feels, but I think people are tired of seeing the United States ripped off.
What happened to Pepe?
Pepe.
Okay, kids, make it fast. I've got a plane to catch.
We've created a magazine. Mr. Trump, we give you...
Scabby!
Male modeling wouldn't be what it is today.
Yes!
Play Trump again.
I think he'll like it.
Tyson's facing. What's this about a fight before the fight?
No comment.
You gotta be losing money on this.
That's right.